The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
We've been so busy moving into our new place that I forgot to eat. I literally forgot to eat. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show inside the T-Mobile studios. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Which leads me to, I have this theory. I believe that when I'm really bored, I eat too much, right? Because I'm just sitting around, and when I'm doing something, and I'm busy, and I'm
moving.
Nothing
better than killing time in front of the TV with a bag of chips.
Oh, DJ Automatic. You don't even know. Chips or cereal in a cup. I love that. Or the cookies that I hide from you guys, from you and Ava Matic. I will sit there and eat all of that. But no, I was so busy, and we were moving in, and we've been, you know, unpacking and doing all these things, and we don't have internet because the woman that lived there didn't have Wi-Fi. She'd never had Wi-Fi before. Just all these things going on. 9 p.m. comes around and I said to Otto, I'm hungry. I've had beef jerky and a handful of peanuts.
Oh, gross.
I know. You should have smelled my breath.
Yeah, I'm pro beef jerky, really, but all day, that's all you had? That's wild. That's like road trip food.
Yes, we were on a road trip. We were on an airplane. I mean,
we're living in our house, but we're living out of suitcases.
Yeah. Oh.
They're still, when we get off the show and we go to the house, there's construction guys there working all the time.
Dana, at any point did you get hangry at all throughout the day?
She's been living hangry.
And I have.
There it is.
I have. Yesterday, I hadn't eaten. So yesterday we left the studio and Automatic said, let me tell you something, my love. I will take you to eat. But we forgot we had a meeting. So we couldn't eat. We had to sit and wait.
You saw the weird people sitting in the parking lot just talking on the phone for an hour, that was us in a meeting.
Now, Automatic.
To go eat.
How do you handle a hangry wife, brother?
I just don't talk. Because anything I say is annoying to her.
But we did find some really good food. We ended up eating Greek. I didn't know what I wanted. Ended up eating Greek. It was all homemade food. Really good. I got extra tzatziki, which is my favorite.
Tzatziki sauce.
But Automatic ate it. That's okay. He ate my extra. That's all right. And I felt better afterward. And I didn't eat anymore because we were so busy again last night. That was all I ate. So I'm going to be so slim.
Didn't bring up the tzatziki while I was eating it, but you waited until tomorrow morning.
What am I supposed to do?
How did I eat your extra? I don't even know if I ate it or not.
You did. I asked the woman for extra tzatziki.
You don't even finish your food anyway, so.
I made you a little Sammy I made you a little Euro, didn't I? Out of what I had left over.
You did.
Well, anyway, I feel good. I feel like little by little we'll be in the place and I will be able to eat. It also, though, reminded me of something. I should only eat when I'm hungry. Sometimes I'm eating out of habit.
Oh, there it is.
And not good. Just boredom and out of habit. This just reminded me of, I hadn't felt hungry in a long time.
Stress can be a great weight loss.
Hello.
Not healthy, but
it's not healthy at all.
Dan and I used to own a restaurant, and when we were getting it open, we were working so much that I didn't eat for, I don't even know how long. Imagine you own a restaurant, but you're not eating. People actually came up to me and they're like, man, you look really good. What are you doing?
No, I know.
Weight?
They were complimenting you. You look great.
It's called stress. It's called worried about losing all your money.
All right, Anthony, what do we have for National Day?
Today we are honoring the 6'4 Wrestling Hall of Fame inductee, also known as Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln
Day. Today is his birthday with President's Day coming right around the corner.
Tallest president ever in history, and also the man who, don't forget, most important thing, preserved the United States by defeating the treasonous Confederacy who wanted to keep slavery and secede from the Union.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
What is that called again? The Emancipation
Proclamation?
There we go.
That's another part of it, but we won the war.
Hey, I went to some history classes.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A woman ran over her husband and she was never charged with any kind of murder or killing him. And the story is very deep because it happened in front of her children.
Jeez.
So she is a teacher, a former teacher in Ohio, and they seem like this perfect family. Husband, wife, two beautiful children, and suddenly this 911 call comes from the home of Angela and Daniel Duke. This is their oldest daughter at the time.
911, where is your emergency?
My dad's being really mean to my mommy.
What's he doing?
He's hitting my mom and he's just saying her to the ground.
How old are you?
12.
So he's physically hurting your mom?
He's bending her to my bed and he's making marks on my mom. Get off my mother!
What no one knew at the time, what seemed to be this perfect family behind closed doors, Angela Duke was facing unbelievable abuse by her husband. And her two daughters, the 12-year-old you just heard from, were a witness to that every single day. And thank goodness, this particular day, she decided to call 911 to get her mother help. And remember, her sister is with her as well.
I need help!
Okay, they're coming. Okay, hold your sister.
Nine.
Do you know if anybody's been drinking?
My dad has.
You're leaving?
Yes. Oh, my God!
What's going on?
Dad, honey.
Can you tell me what happened, honey?
My dad hit my mom and he put her into a flower pot. Oh, my God, no, he's hurting me. He's hurting me now.
It's so hard to hear this because you know it's not a movie. This is happening in real time. This little girl is describing everything. They are leaving, jumping in to the vehicle. At this time, the man who is hurting the mother, Daniel Duke.
Her father.
Yes, her dad that she's, I mean, this little girl's having to call the police on her own father. He jumps on top of the car. This is when he's thrown off.
Oh.
And Angela Duke runs over him. And that part is captured also in the 911 call.
We're pulling out of our driveway right now. Go fast, mommy, go fast. Oh, my God!
What happened? Did she run over him with the car?
Not on purpose!
My heart really hurts listening to this because this is a young girl who loves both her mother and father. And in order to save her mother's life, has to tell on her dad. The man did pass away and Angela Duke was arrested that day when police showed up and charged with aggravated vehicular homicide. Now, the charges were dropped.
Obviously
we hear this call. We understand that she was in a bad way. She probably wouldn't have
needed herself. Her life was in danger.
Her life was in danger, and she didn't do it on purpose. The daughter says that very clearly in the 911 call. Not on purpose, because she was fleeing a very scary situation. So this crazy crime is a passion. Took a different twist.
The daughter is one of the most heroic people I've ever heard of.
Ever,
Anthony. I don't know if I'd be able to compose myself
to be that strong
and to be able to call 911 and then stay on the phone and, you know, be able to conduct herself to bring safety to her mother and herself is really just, you know, heroic. And my prayers and thoughts are with her.
Now, as far as I know, I think Angela Duke continued to teach. She did, however, leave that community, and her daughters are doing well.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, who's lying? It's time, and we have our contestant on the line. Hi, is this Adriana?
Yes.
Adriana, it's time to play Who's Lying?
Yeah.
What's up, Adriana?
Why you lying? Okay, I am wishing you all this good energy because I want you to win some free DCS merch. Here's how we play. Each of us tells you a little bit about ourselves. If you guess correctly, okay, Who's Lying, then you get the free stuff. So I will go first. Adriana, my name is Dana Cortez. And when I was little, my best friend's name was Chris. And I'm going to tell you something. I used to wear white Hanes t-shirts, Husky jeans, and cleats. And I told him, I like you. And he said, I like you too. And then that was my first kiss.
Oh.
I know. And we were boyfriend and girlfriend the entire, I think it was second grade. And even though I look like a tomboy, he didn't care. He thought I was, you know, just
he thought you were kissable.
Ever. Yes, he thought I was kissable. Cutest thing ever. Just it was an innocent kiss. Hello.
DJ Automatic here. My first kiss was actually with one of my neighbors. And her dad was a probation officer. And he had caught us kissing. And he actually grabbed his gun and tapped it and said, you know, watch out there, man. You don't want to have me have to use something like this.
Whoa.
Well, it didn't stop me from anything because, you know, at that point, as a 13-year-old boy, there was no one or nothing that was going to stop me from kissing her.
You kept going back for more kisses.
I went back for many, many, many more kisses.
That story ends right there. Yo, what's up? Anthony A. And the first girl I kissed was in the end of our 7th grade field trip. We went to an amusement park and all of my friends and we all had like our little dates and we went on this big carousel ride. And then I just remember my best friend Adrian yelling from like the other carousel, "Macker already!" And then I just kissed her.
Oh. Who was it? What was her name?
Felicia?
Oh, you
put it on blast like that.
Yeah, but she's locked up now, so she can't do too much.
Oh. She's locked up.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah, yeah, locked up prison. Time.
Okay, well.
Identity theft.
Adriana, somebody in this studio is telling a lie. If you guess correctly, you win the free DCS merch. Who's lying?
BB Automatic.
Nope.
No.
Her name was Laurie. We're still friends. And her dad was a probation officer, and his name was Bud, and he hated me, and he threatened to kill me a couple times.
Adriana, I was lying. The boy Chris, I did dress like a tomboy, and I told him I had a crush on him, and he said, Dana, you're just one of the guys. When I told him I liked him, he would not kiss me. He would not even be seen with me. We were kind of friends behind everybody's back because I was a tomboy and not very cute.
Dang.
Yeah. Sad day, huh? But now I get to kiss DJ Automatic every day.
There you go. There's that part.
And yeah. I don't hide it.
And the funny part about this whole thing is Anthony's first kiss is in prison.
Yeah.
So you know anyway. What?
Free Felicia.
She really is. Wow.
Yeah, dude. Yes, bro.
Adriana, we love you. Thank you so much for playing. Better luck next time. Thank you for making us your number one morning show. Woo!
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Wouldn't nobody believe in y'all stories. I was like, dang. If you'd like to play Who's Lying, please call us 877-730-DCS1. We'll put you on the list and you could be playing next week. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Drake's got a project coming in. He's never done any kind of work with this particular artist. And he's also kind of sort of responding to Kendrick Lamar's halftime show. We've got audio we'll play first, though. Anthony, a celebrity birthdays.
One of the most talented people in the music industry and somebody I will not stop campaigning for, Mike Posner, celebrating his birthday today.
Good dude.
We also have Gucci Mane celebrating his birthday.
I love that you guys did that in unison.
I love Gucci Mane.
Hilarious. Man. I know you do, DJ Automatic. All right. So Drake is on a world tour, and I don't know where he was, but this arena was full of people.
He was in Australia.
Okay. Still? He's still there?
He's still in Australia.
My goodness. Well, they love him in Australia, and as he's performing Knife Talk, he says this. And I've said this before, but I'm going to keep saying it. I feel bad for Drake. And then I see this, and there's thousands and thousands of people who are jumping up and down, very excited. And he's got music coming with Party Next Door.
Wait, but that was his response? What was the response? I didn't really...
I never died. He's just like going crazy up there.
Drama queen.
Yeah, he's okay.
He's great. Yeah. He's always going to be an icon, and he's going to continue to sell out arenas. And I love Drake music. I do. Dana says you feel bad for him. I don't
feel bad.
Can you feel bad for him? He's still one of the biggest performers in the world.
Automatic, Anthony, you're right. I don't feel bad. I feel like, oh, he's it's done. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, he's over.
No, he's
and
not
then
Ja
I'm reminded,
Rule.
But that's how I feel sometimes. I'm like, oh, he's dead to the world. Nobody cares about his music. And then I'm reminded it's a big world. And we're all having fun with his battle.
Yeah, did he lose the battle? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
no, he lost the war. He lost the war.
But is he going to go on to be this global pop star? Yeah. I put him now. For me, he's now in the realm, respectfully, of Taylor Swift, Bruno Mars, Adele. He's a pop star now.
Which is
Rihanna.
He's
Rihanna.
In all reality, he's the first hip-hop star to make it to that level.
Yeah, and then he's sued. So then he can't be a hip-hop guy anymore. In the history of rap battle, that's never happened. So for me, he's always going to be a pop star.
Never.
And I love Drake in the furry boots. Have you guys seen him in these furry boots he's running around?
Not only have I seen him, the cover art of his new project is called Some Sexy Songs for You, his project with Party Next Door. He's full circle in the freaking fur boots.
Yeah, Drake's going to come back and get us all. He's going to make us all miss our ex.
I thought you were going to say he's going to come back and get us all pregnant.
No, he's just going to make us all miss our ex-girlfriends.
So no!
We're going to do that all weekend. All right. Get ready. We're going to be draking and driving again.
Project drops this Friday. I can't wait because then Monday we'll come back and give you our review.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Blake Lively and Taylor Swift have not been seen together since the text messages that Justin Baldoni released showed that Blake Lively called Taylor Swift and her husband, Ryan Reynolds, her dragons and compared herself to Daenerys Targaryen from the Game of Thrones. Now, I have read from several publications that they're good, they're friends, everything's good, they hugged it out, but I haven't seen them together.
Yeah.
So I'm sure Taylor Swift is just like, look, girl, I love you, but when you do that, you gotta let me know what's happening.
Didn't she go to the big game with Taylor Swift last year?
Yeah, and they weren't together this year. She wasn't in the suite with T-Swift. They've been to multiple games this season. Not only the big game, just multiple games. Also, I noticed something else. When it comes to this whole situation, I haven't seen Blake Lively out anymore since then. Since the Taylor Swift thing dropped, I haven't really seen her out like she was. This was a mistake on her part because According to, you know, other people, other sources, Taylor Swift wasn't really sure what this meetup was about. It was about Blake Lively writing another revision to the script and to that movie. It ends with us. Ryan Reynolds was there. Yeah. T Swift was there.
She basically tried to use Taylor Swift's clout for her own benefit.
Yeah, without letting Taylor Swift know everything. Of course she knew something, right? They're going to watch a movie, whatever, but not disclosing completely that she was utilizing the power of T-Swift.
And I hate when friends do that. When they invite you somewhere and you get there and it's something completely different than we thought it was.
Yeah.
Like a lot of those multi-level marketing meetings.
Pyramid meetings!
And it's like, hey, you want to sign up for Herbalife? And I'm like, no, what? I thought this was a regular hangout and now you got me doing all this crazy stuff and trying to book trips and timeshares. What are you doing? I hate when it happens, so I understand your frustration, Taylor Swift.
I remember our friends, I'm not going to name drop them automatic. They invited us to a dinner and they were like, a bunch of couples are coming. We ended up buying some kind of vacation pyramid. You should be here. Who remembers? Oh, you should be here. Yeah. We spent.
And we never went anywhere. I think it cost me $350.
It was more than that. I don't even want to remind you what it cost you.
I've never related to Taylor Swift so much more than what I'm going through right now. I feel you, T-Swift.
Taylor Swift is like, you know what? Stay over there, Blake Lively.
I thought, though, like, if somebody would have called me a dragon, and they'd be like, Anthony is my dragon.
You kind of like it?
I kind of would.
I agree. I think that she meant it as a compliment. Yeah. But since this is a legal situation and it's playing out in front of the world, Taylor does not want her name dragged through the mud.
Okay, but this is what's going on. And no way am I comparing you to Taylor Swift. But how many times has somebody been like, well, Dana Cortez can get me a tickets for this. Or Dana Cortez says that. And I hate that person. I'm sorry.
Somebody lied to get into an NBA game. And somebody lied and said they were his father to get into the game for free.
That's a dumb one.
Yeah.
Well, that's a dumb lie.
I mean, I have this kind of stuff happen, especially with the NBA all the time.
Yeah, that's wild. That's a dumb lie. At least be your cousin or something like that. Where, like, yeah, somebody would be like, I'm automatically.
It was really awkward when they came up to him. They're like, hey, your dad's here. And I was like, my dad's here. And they were like, yeah, that we just let him in. He's dead. He lost his ticket or something. And I looked at him and said, my dad's been dead for a few years.
Dang,
and they were like,
we already let him in.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Harry Potter fans, you're going to love food news today. Automatic will explain. Let's get it started. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show inside the T-Mobile studios. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Mild Sauce.
Okay, so the gopher was right. We're getting more winter. Now, not everywhere. Groundhog, rather. Whatever. I don't even think he's a groundhog.
Is he, though? What is Punxsutawney Phil?
He's right, because most of the country is getting more cold weather. So even if it's kind of nice, it's going to cool down a little bit. I'm here for it because I'm a winter girl.
You know, I'm going to chalk this up to global warming and not Punxsutawney Phil.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. So Are you a winter girl?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What?
Remember when I
put... You cry about being cold when it's...
A lot.
Like 40
all the time.
Degrees.
Anthony,
degrees.
Nobody asked for the extra, okay? Put the extra cream whip on there.
What?
Do you remember when I pulled out my gloves and it was like, what, 68?
Yeah.
I had to wear my gloves. I need to rock my winter clothing.
Oh, okay. So winter clothing girl.
Yes.
Not just a straight weather. I thought you like cold versus hot.
No, you're right. It's a little cold this day.
Dana's never going to go ice fishing.
Never going ice fishing. All right. Food news, DJ Automatic.
Harry Potter fans, get ready because their popular butter beer season is coming to you. Butter beer goldfish, butter beer Hershey's Kisses, and butter beer fudge stripe cookies.
You had me at butter beer Hershey's Kisses.
Dang.
That sounds good. I'm not sure what butter beer is, even though I've watched Harry Potter and read the book.
It's a popular drink from the show.
Is that what it is?
Everything's going to be butter beer flavored.
Shout out to Harry Potter for still being able to release merch. He hasn't put out anything new in a while, bro. He's reaching like Rihanna levels.
Since the 1600s. Yeah. Or whatever year it's based on. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go to kick off by wishing Abraham Lincoln a very happy birthday.
You know, this is really important. First of all, it's Black History Month, but it's always important to know your history. Remember that Lincoln preserved the United States by defeating the treasonous Confederacy, you traitors, who wanted to keep slavery and wanted to secede from the Union. So thank you so much to Abraham Lincoln.
Yes.
Do it the right thing, baby.
All that by looking very dapper in a top hat.
Yeah, he did, right? And he was so, imagine how tall he looked, because he was 6'4", tallest president ever, with that big old hat.
Rumor is he stored his speeches in there as well, too. So.
Oh, really?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Add some to it, all right? Also, first president with a beard. One of my bearded homies out there. And we'll go right along.
First for Abe Lincoln. Right?
We'll go right along next to plum pudding. Which,
I don't even know what plum pudding is.
Don't worry, it doesn't have plums in it.
Okay.
Ew, what is it? What is it?
So the term plum actually goes back, it used to be in reference to dried fruit or raisins, and that's what it is. It has dried fruit in it. So that's where the term plum
comes from. So it's just gross.
Well, pudding, I mean, it depends. Pudding's okay. You remember the scene in The Grinch when he's the chairmeister and he's the pudding judge and they just keep shoving pudding in his mouth?
Mm-mm. No.
Oh, how could you not remember this part?
This is not pudding.
What? How do you not remember that? Damn. From The Grinch who stole Christmas?
Shout out to The Grinch. I was a grandpa for like 3 weeks and my favorite thing I've had in there was pudding. During that extent of...
You were a grandfather?
For 3 weeks, yes, I was. I dated his grandma. She was a grandma.
Oh.
So I became a step-grandfather for 3 weeks.
So she had pudding for the grandkids.
Yeah, it had a lot of pudding
on deck.
There was a lot of pudding, vanilla pudding on
30-year-old
deck.
30-year-old Latina, I'm assuming. Dude.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Myself, Dana Cortez, along with my husband here, DJ Automatic, and our best friend, Anthony A. We were talking about our first crushes and how, you know, when that ends, it hurts. But when you get older and you find real love for the first time and that ends, oh my gosh. It's like you feel like your entire world is over.
Especially if it's unexpectedly to you.
What happened?
It's Anthony? Always unexpectedly to you.
Well, yeah, but sometimes a person has to, like, you do the breakup-ing, and that's a whole different thing. But when you get broken up with, and I didn't see my situation happening, and it was my first year in college, and me and a girl had been seeing each other since high school into college. Wow. I just remember it started getting, I felt the distance come in. I'm like, something's not gone. She's not excited to hang out with me anymore. And then she finally hit me with, hey, I just want to have fun with my friends while I'm in college.
Oh,
and which means I'm going to go have fun with other men.
Yeah, that's what that meant, dude. And my lover boy instincts just took over my, like, everything in my head. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to convince her. So I chased her around like a little sad puppy for about 3 more months until finally I ran into her at a frat party. And I left the party instantly. We're not going to go into that detail. But listen, homies, when a girl says she just wants to have her fun, you block her on all social media and you get away from
her. Better have her
woman.
Fun.
I'm not going to go into too much detail, but I took the other route when my girl that my first love told me she was going to be with somebody else, and I went and fought him.
Oh, no, that never works.
Which almost put me in prison for 5 years. So.
You should never dirty your fingers over anybody.
No.
not at all.
You learned that the hard way. I remember the first time I got really hurt. I thought I was going to physically die when this person said, I don't want to be with you. I don't want to be with you. And then I learned something. I learned something after that heartbreak, and then the next heartbreak, and then the next heartbreak. You're going to be all right. You allow yourself to grieve, which is what it is. You're losing a little part of yourself. You gave this person a part of yourself, and then you move forward.
There's no quick fix either. I remember when I was going through that breakup, and everyone kept telling me, you just got to give it time. I hated when people told me that, but...
It's true.
Mine was, you're going to do time.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.